Welcome to Series 11 of our 40 Minute Mentor podcast. If you're new to the show, welcome. We're on a mission to make career mentorship more accessible. So if that sounds like your cup of tea, then please make sure you hit the subscribe button. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back. And thank you so much for your ongoing support. I can assure you we have another incredible series in store for you. Over the last 10 series, we've been so lucky to feature some of the startup world's greatest founders, operators, and investors. But I really do think this series we've outdone ourselves. So before we officially kick things off next Wednesday, we wanted to share a little preview of what's to come. Enjoy.
Decided to quit my six-figure job, taking 80% salary reduction, which is crazy.
It's never felt easy. You know, there's never been a single day where I'm like, oh, this is like a breeze. The wins are always hard won for various reasons. That doesn't mean that they're not a ton of fun when they happen.
Sometimes entrepreneurship is about bending the odds of success, just being willing to take on the risks, even though it doesn't make much sense, even though it's probably not rational. It's about going anyway and changing the odds yourself.
I set up a few different business ideas which failed for various reasons, but you know, it's led me to where I am today.
Every day is extremely different and you just get thrown into anything and everything, and it's very much sink or swim. But I think if you swim, it's extremely rewarding.
You put your heart and your soul into building a business. So when someone says, I don't want to invest, it's like they're saying, I don't believe in you. And that's a very painful thing.
Our entire net worth is in Flashpack. So when it went under, it was really scary, like really, really scary.
Because we built in isolation of our members, we didn't understand that. And so for like 2 or so months, nothing was happening and it was very dark.
But even, you know, 2017, 2018, 2019, the competition around deals was so intense that you really had to think, do I really want this? And how do I make sure I'm not reacting out of FOMO in an industry that can be very driven by that?
We dropped our outerwear collection and we did £1 million in revenue in an hour. That was a really big moment.
First 6 months were absolutely grueling. So we were quite naive and, like I said, didn't really understand the concept of MVP. So invested this money in a website, created these cutting edge products, and then nothing happened for 6 months. The phone rang. I mean, we had a physical phone back then, and the phone rang once and I answered it and it was a wrong number.
Every business on the surface of it looks like it's running, you know, very well. Everything looks very functional. And it's not until you lift that hood when you realize how hard everything within the business is.
We were running out of money. Like, we were on our last kind of couple of £1,000s, right? And we just didn't really know where to go.
We've built a really diverse company here and we've still performed very well for a European startup. I think we have about 50% of the company are women. Something like 35% of the company are, I think, minorities. It's one of the most diverse startups in Europe.
I just thought it would happen by osmosis. I was a female Asian founder. It would just happen, right? And it didn't just happen. And I understood that it wasn't just easy for me to create diversity because I'm an Asian female founder, that I had to be very intentional about it.
And because you've been able to be socially mobile and earning all this money that you've never seen before in your family's lifetime, you become very grateful, right? You become very grateful for this company that's provided you this opportunity out of this salary. And because you're so grateful, you then actually start to ask for less. You don't push for that promotion. You don't push for that pay rise because you're just happy that you're there.
That's interesting.
Back in the day, the great fashion brands had incredibly inspiring creative leaders. And I think that we need to get back to that a little bit.
But this year is going to be the one where you really start to see an improved Alexa, an improved Siri, an improved Google Assistant on your phone. Everybody's going to be using these technologies every day by the end of 2024.
And that's all we'll be sharing with you for now, but please make sure you check back in next Wednesday for the official launch of Series 11, Episode 1. If you've not caught up on previous 40 Minute Mentor episodes, I would highly recommend diving into our archives, where there are over 200 episodes of pocket-sized mentorship waiting for you to consume. And if you haven't done so already, it would mean the world to me if you could leave us a review or rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I read every single one and it always brings a massive smile to my face. Thank you again for tuning in, and I look forward to catching up again next Wednesday for 40 minutes of pocket-sized mentorship.